Fox.
Hello to you too, darling. Imagine you'll be listening to this and since you're coming over now to eat a lot, and so I thought I'd catch you all at the same time here. Well, got quite a bit of stuff here. I've got several notes from your tape and letters and stuff, so I might as well press right on into it here, and then I'll tell you a little bit about what I've been doing. First of all, certainly got a lot of surprises off that tape. I didn't have any idea that June Hill and me were planning on going back to Kansas. I, of course, knew that Stephen Carter worked on there. That really surprised me. But it was quite a tape you made there, Dad. Like you said, it was more noise than anything on that one side there. I had a hard time figuring out what anybody was saying. It seemed like everybody was down and everybody else out. It was just kind of a din. But I guess that's the way it always is when the Joneses get together, huh? It sounds like you had a very, very nice visit with them. I know it was probably quite a surprise to you too when they came in. And I guess a train was probably the best way to travel, okay? Like you said, it's quick and it can come straight through. Actually, I guess it's quite a bit safer these days anyway, for that matter. So, kind of like having had a pretty good trip that way. And I know Steve and Carl have been enjoying their trip. Joe's written and told me about their visit out there, and they stopped through on the way back west again, I understand. So, I got a couple nice visits with them. And I guess the kids got along pretty good from the way Joe talked. Christy Joe got pretty sick out there when they went back out, since he kind of barked all over the bed there one that night. I guess he was probably just getting tired of traveling, since they have been on the road for quite a while. I don't know. Anyway, it was too bad. And your harmonic music sounded real nice there, Dad. Sounds like you've been practicing a little. And all of that new harp and everything. And it's kind of a coincidence. The guy I'm staying with here right now, Fan Ring, also plays a harmonica, and his wife just sent him one. It's an old German one. It's a real relic type. Beautiful thing. It's got a lot of hand carving on it and everything. He really beats out some wild music with it. He's also a banjo player. So we've had some pretty wild music nights here in Rhodes. Well, let's see. Oh, you were talking about Five Generations. So you finally got them all together. That's really good. I'm glad that we were able to get everybody together finally. And especially with Grandmother being in pretty good shape again. Glad she was able to halfway recognize him anyway. And of course, getting Doris and Lori over was nice too, and getting to talk. And we did do a lot of talking on it. And I'm sure they were real surprised to see how much Daryl and Dennis have grown. Daryl's starting to take over as the tall man in the family, I guess, by now. Because he's at least as tall as Gene by this time, I'm sure. I was very surprised to hear about Clayton Kimmy dying. I did vaguely recall that he had had a couple heart attacks before, at least one, I know. So when it came back to me after you mentioned it, like I said, it sure has been flying around Everest lately. It seems like it's really knocking off a lot of good people around there, one thing and another. It seems like they're getting more in their share of bad luck lately. Well, it was good to hear Jan talking. Sounds like he's got his plans pretty well laid out for him there. Maybe he's going to take good care of him for a while. I particularly thought it was funny when he was talking about how he wasn't going to be able to get out and chase girls for a while, and they're going to have him hold up there. It sounded like that was going to be pretty good. Of course, he's been used to being pretty footloose and fancy for him. Now the military's going to kind of tie him down a little bit. He'll get used to it, I think. And the Navy treats him pretty good. I think he's probably going to enjoy that up there, the cruisers and stuff. They get around the world quite a bit. If he goes to active duty, he'll probably see a lot of ports, and I'm sure he'll have a girl in every one of them, knowing old Jan. So, anyway, I'm glad that he did get over there and get to see y'all for a while. He sure is a fine trip, all right. When you were talking about the Pika tour that you gave him, I was just kind of wondering if you had taken them all by where they used to live. I'm sure you did, since you were over in that neck of the woods around. I don't know if Jan and Karen Puller remember that or not. I guess they probably did, though. They weren't that low. Well, I must say that it sure surprised me, darling, when I found out that you'd moved over to Rand. I didn't really know that you had any plans along that direction, and I was just really surprised about it. Anyway, it sounds like you got a pretty good deal going for you. You're back on the night shift again, though, huh? Well, I guess that's the way it goes. You gotta work your way up again. Or maybe that's what you wanted, I don't know. Anyway, if you got good room for advancement and everything, I guess that's probably a real good talking point for moving over. I didn't remember much about Rihanna. It seemed to me they didn't play much of the type of music that you enjoy, but I don't know if that's important or not. I was wondering if they had perhaps switched their style, or if maybe you just handled one shift where they had the type of music that you more enjoyed. Hey, you might tell me a little about it. Besides, Don, it's about time for you to send me a tape anyway. You're way behind, you know. And also, send me your address, because it's kind of hard for me to write and send you a tape unless you give me your address. I don't have it at this time. I don't think Wayne has it either, so you can pass it on down to us and I'll get you some letters or something. I'm sitting here in bed making this tape. I just got up, and if my voice sounds a little funny, it's because we had a big party last night. And my throat's kind of torn up for him. I'll start coming back to coming back around, sound a little natural after a while, maybe. I don't know. As a matter of fact, the last two or three nights, it seems like it's been party time all the time around here. I don't know when we're going to find time to fight the war. All the brigade's back, of course, now, so it's kind of like old home week. It's one of the few times where everybody gets to see everybody, and so naturally that's an occasion to have a party. And I'm glad to hear that you got my tape, and I think by now you've probably got my tape and slides on Hawaii. I hope you do. I think you'll enjoy those. I was real happy with how they came out. Got some pretty good slides there, especially on my little wife, huh? Yeah, I think you'll kick out of that. Glad to hear Joe finally got around to writing you there. That was too bad about Dave. I guess he's going to be all right now. They were pretty concerned about his back for a while. His fractured vertebra or whatever it was. But sounds like he's going to be all right. They kind of got him in a cast thing. He's going to be pretty immobile for a while. But I think he's going to come around okay anyway in the long run. That's what's important. I remember, Dad, if you'll recall, Wayne and I were climbing around those same rocks the very first time we went to Colorado Springs. Remember over there in the Garden of the Gods, the same area there? I couldn't help but think of that, because we pretty easily could have done the same thing he did. That's a pretty hairy climbing around there. Well, I guess every young boy has to go through that, huh? I got your Thanksgiving card. Thank you very much. I didn't send any Thanksgiving cards over here. I never really thought about it until we got down here, and suddenly it occurred to me that, hey, it's going to be Thanksgiving in a couple of days. It's a little too late by then, so I didn't send any. But anyway, thank you very much for thinking about it. And also, thanks for the letter. You mentioned about Lauren being out of work, and I wondered what you meant by that. I'm not aware of what's going on there. I'm rather concerned about it. I just wondered what his situation is. Perhaps he could pull me a little better here. Maybe you want to leave it up to Doris. I don't know. Anyway, I hope he's feeling better. And I was wondering what the status was on his operation also. As far as you're worrying about Jan going into the service, I don't think you got too much of a worry there. The Navy's got a pretty good deal in this war, except for the pilots, of course. The Navy pilots have probably got the worst deal of anyone, because, as you know, they fly a tour over here, and it's all up north, and they don't have the 100 mission bit like the Air Force has. They fly a whole tour, and they may fly 200 missions if they have to during their stay on the carrier. So it gets pretty hairy for them, and the low average seems to catch up with them sooner or later. Hanoi Hilton is filled with Navy jobs right now because of it. Also, Mom, you were mentioning about, I guess it was Christy Joe you were talking about. Apparently, she is a real hellraiser. Joe didn't really say much about it, but I could hear her yelling in the background of the tape, Dad, and I think that's maybe what you mentioned there. It sounds like maybe she needs a little more of the spanking on the rear, huh? Well, I guess she'll outgrow it. She's probably got the same streak in her that Pammy has. I guess Pam is starting to outgrow it a little now, so let's hope it's just a period. He asked me whether I knew Mrs. Jasperson or the Jaspersons. No, I sure don't. I just can't seem to place them right now. I don't think I ever met the girl that Raleigh married either, for that matter, but anyway, sounds like they've certainly got a good deal going there. It's rather original, and I bet it's very popular with the college crowd, something like this. It's tea room, but it sounds real neat, actually. I guess we'll have to hit it when we get back in town. It sounds like you may get into the business yourself there, Mom. Well, I don't know. I don't know if you want to stay that busy or not. Of course, the internet has kept you pretty busy, too. But I imagine it would be interesting work. Suppose that you'll figure it out one way or another, which is the best way to handle it. It sounds like it'd be real interesting. It sounds like you're still staying real busy with your clearing, and I don't know what a bar mitzvah is. It sounds like it must have been a real good party from the way you talked to him. I think it's champagne in the temple, huh? They're pretty liberal, aren't they? I guess I don't know too much about the rules, huh? Now, Dad, it sounds like you're staying busy too. I suppose the traffic is going to start picking up here for the holiday period on the turnpike there. And of course, with the ball games and everything down at KU, I suppose it'll keep you hopping out there. And of course, with all your projects around the house there, what you got going out there? Are you going to build a new house or something? I know that you're keeping your shop going down there pretty good between rebuilding motors and building shells and all this good stuff. Of course, you got to take time out to learn that harmonica again, so I imagine you're staying pretty busy too. Well, I think I've gotten through all your notes here now. I've gotten caught up a little on your letter. I'm going to try and bring you up to date a little about what I've been doing now. Yes, I have moved. Of course, as I told you, we had planned to come down here, and I was in the first part of the group that came south again. And now, as I mentioned earlier, we're all down here at Fan Ring. Now, Fan Ring, as you know, is the rear area, the administrative rear for the 101st Airborne. In other words, this is our permanent home right now in Vietnam. We're never here, it seems. In fact, this is the first time the brigade has been here since last January. So it's been almost a year since they've been here. They've been out in the field the whole time. But they do have their administrative set up here, and whenever new paratroopers come into country, they always come to Fan Ring. And of course, the APO number, 96347, that you always put on my letters, that is here at Fan Ring. That's the Fan Ring APO. All the mail comes here, and then, of course, it's sorted out and sent to the various units of the 101st. They also have a setup here called P-Training. It's a proficiency training. It's something that the 101st set up. It's the first Army unit to do it. What they have is a little area right near the base here where they take their new people and take them out in the field and sort of simulate combat conditions. And they get used to the climate over here and the terrain, the type of brush and stuff they're going to have to fight in. And they teach them a lot of stuff with live ordnance that they couldn't do in the States. You know, they fire artillery and mortars and M79 grenades and all this good stuff. And it's a real good sort of a quick and dirty preparation to throw them into the breach. And believe me, that's just exactly what they do. When the guy comes forward and joins the brigade, he'll find himself the next day in combat fighting for his life. So it's very important that he does get this training. It's worked out real good for him. I've seen, you know, truckloads of these guys come up. And they're flown in at 1:30, and the next day they're out in the field, right out there on what you'd call the front lines, I guess. And they're probably the best prepared people that have ever come into combat. A lot of Army people have started copying the 101st and doing this, and it's a real good program. As you know, we've got a new battalion now, the 3rd of the 506 battalion, and so now we have 4 battalions in the brigade. This new battalion had 2 facts that I trained with in the States. They were 2 majors, Major Pratt and Major Sexton. So when they came over here, we wanted to get them both checked out in country. And so they came up north and worked with us for a couple days. And then Major Sexton, who was supposed to take over as our new ALO when Colonel Perini leaves, he stayed up there to kind of get some on-the-job training on running the ALO business. And I came down here to take his place with the 506. So I joined the 506 battalion down here at Fan Ring a couple weeks ahead of the rest of the brigade. Now this battalion, when they came in country, they went immediately to the field just to the south of the base here. And that's where we've been working for the last 3 weeks now. And what we're mainly doing, if you look on the map, you'll notice that Highway 1 runs right down straight south of Fan Ring into a mountain pass. See on the other.